The two craziest tweets I saw that were just like, dude, it's outrageous.
Octomato.
No. Freaking Conor McGregor supporting Cody Garbrandt, being like, dude, I always said you had his, you know, when you got, you know, you always had your eyes back during this whole TJ thing. You know, you're a good dude. You know, something weird about Conor, like supporting Cody in one of his
this
tweets.
This is recent?
Just today.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Today, or yesterday, whenever it came out and Cody won his tirade, Conor followed up and retweeted saying, like, hey, by the way, you always had your eyes back during this whole situation. You know, when TJ was a snake, you always had his back. Looked at you and highly looked at you and because remember they squashed it. Cody was on with us. Said
on the podcast.
I squashed the thing with Conor a long time ago. We were really cool. We met up one time and we were really cool about stuff. So Conor was in support of what Cody was going off on, saying that, you know, this steroid bullshit. And then Artem Lobov, think about this. How he explained it. He goes, think about a NASCAR race driver. Right, you give everyone 100% of fuel. But with limited amount of fuel, so you have to refuel at some point in time. And then you give one guy with 120% fuel.
Yeah, he's not gonna stop off the gas pedal.
Yeah.
And that guy going into that race is going to know he's got the extra fuel.
Yeah.
It's just like steroids with the body, man.
Lobov and McGregor coming through with groundbreaking moment, but like, now I understand where you're coming from. You know, though. Listen, and Lobov, whatever he did in the bare knuckle fighting was ridiculous. I don't understand how they
did. Win or lose? I saw a highlight.
He won, barely. He lost the last two rounds, but he won probably won the first three.
Again, watched the whole.
I did. It was two minute rounds for five rounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah, it's very fast. But it's needed because, dude, you can't go further than that. They were at the end. They were so bloodied, so scarred up. So a bunch of people talking like, oh, this is barbaric. I can only imagine the concussions that these people are like, just generic people, like random people throwing out there. Be like, these fighters, like, you know, concussion. You talk about concussions. These guys are all probably banged up worse than anybody else. And Jason Knight went in, not attacked, but said, dude, it's all scrapes and cuts, stuff like that. Like, I'm 100% fine. Like, that's all just like bruising on my face. Like, I got no... I walked away clean. Like, there's no broken bones or nothing.
Shout outs to David Feldman, not my brother, who does the bare knuckle boxing stuff. Somebody actually attacked him. I think it was Ariel Helwani. But a couple things.
Yeah,
with this.
For stealing away money from that dude.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Come on, Mr. Feldman. Figure it out, man. But a couple things. I don't know how tight the wraps are. Maybe if we get like Paulion or Artem or somebody, maybe Jason Knight, and we ask them like about the wraps, how does it
Chase
feel
Sherman.
Compared? Oh, yeah, I saw that with Chase Sherman, man, stepping up from Island Fights.
He's all over the place these days, dude. He's not giving it up. But no, I don't know where he's going to go.
I appreciate it. Maybe he's tweeting his own tweets by now. But, dude, I don't know. Jason Knight's saying it's just cuts and scrapes and bruises. I mean, yeah, you say that, but I want to know the science behind it. Like, Rogan is so adamant about this. If you have no gloves, a.k.a. casts, where they wrap it 10,000 times and put a pad over it, and you don't swing it like Chuck Liddell, if you know you have to be a little more precise, are you not going to wing it as much because you might break your wrist? I saw some of the highlights. They didn't give a shit about wrist breaking or fingers
breaking. Oh, they were going all at it, dude.
So we got to figure that out. And the last thing, dude, Kimbo Slice is like, where the fuck was this 10 years ago?
I know.
Be a fucking champion.
I know. Kimbo is, you know, unfortunately, the late Kimbo Slice. That was his era, dude. Exactly what he did. It was
like Snatch.
It was entertaining, but it was also like, it's something that I can't really watch on the regular. I'll be honest. Bare knuckle fighting.
I haven't seen a knockout yet.
Bare knuckle fighting, I did. I mean, Chris Lieben knocked the guy out.
More vicious than an MMA type of knockout?
No, just, you know, they curl up more. When you see a fighter like just curl up after they get like hit really hard and they've been taking a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And at one point I was like, dude, like I just, like when Conor gives up his back, it's like, I'm about to be choked out. I'm sick and tired of getting punched in the face. I'm over this.
Yeah.
But this happens sometimes.
No
sometimes it happens sooner because with one good punch, a direct hit or whatever it is, like the scraping, the cut, it's in a place where it's a bad area. You might get cut over the eye, and there's just a lot more blood, and it's a different type of thing where you don't want it to... It might hurt more. I don't know. But, like, whoever the girl was, I'm forgetting her name. Sorry for that, but she's got the opportunity to fight Beck Rollins. She won the belt, whatever they give out. She hit her opponent, and she She, with one punch, cut her open. It was a bad spot. They called the fight pretty much immediately. She was cut open real good. It was one punch. It wasn't really that bad. Like, she wasn't, like, teeing up on her and, like, pounding for a while. It was really one good punch, and she ducked, and then there was a lot of blood. They called it. It wasn't able
to. I mean,
because that's what happens, dude. Your finger, your knuckles are more sharper. Wide open. Yeah, it's like getting hit with an elbow.
Yeah, exactly.
With an elbow, you could do. There's two ways to hit people with elbows. You can go a strike where it's with more of like the meatier part of your bone, or you can go on the edge.
Kenny Florian style.
And just slice them open, dude.
Bleeds.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, one punch that opened it up, you know, she probably wasn't concussed. She could probably fight next week. But the scar tissue.
Yes.
Like, that thing is fucked. That cut is fucked.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, anyway, yeah, we'll try to get Paulie on to talk about this. I'm sure he'd love to talk to us again.
Yes.
I mean,
Artem Lobov, it's happening.
Is that a couple weeks that I see, like, a late April?
6th, I guess, whatever the number is, yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun promotion. Paulie's
slapping
him. I'm going to
write an article about it so you can find that on Raider.com. What a promotion!